RCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Despite new concerns about his health, Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square this morning, leading Easter Mass just days after he skipped the way of the cross procession. More from ABC News foreign correspondent Britt Clannett.
This is the most important festivity in the Christian calendar, in which those in the faith believe Jesus rose from the dead. After the blessing, the Pope stood and waved and smiled to the huge crowd. Now, the 87-year-old Pope took part in a two-hour Easter vigil yesterday, reading a homily and carrying out baptisms.
The Pope, in his Easter message, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This as an Israeli official tells ABC News that talks on a Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal will restart next week in Cairo. AT&T says it just discovered it was hacked in 2019 or earlier, the data breach affecting around 7.6 million current account holders and nearly 55.5 million former customers' social security numbers and passwords among the compromised data. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is one of the first states to join a new effort to get nutritious food to children from low-income families during the summer. Here's Mike Moe.
Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is the first state to get the green light for the summer electronic benefit transfer program. 36 other states are poised to launch this summer, too. Eligible households will receive preloaded debit cards that families can use to buy groceries. Shelley Fortner of the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse applauds the move, noting half of the kids in the local school district already qualify for free and reduced price lunches during school.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
This new permanent program, authorized by Congress, is similar to the enhanced meal access the federal government provided during the pandemic. Throughout Wisconsin, there are separate meal sites for these kids when school isn't in session, but supporters of the new effort say it provides more flexibility, especially for households with limited transportation options. State officials point out that most families already enrolled in the National School Lunch Program will automatically receive the summer benefits. Fortner says meal access aids kids in their learning. For the summer, she says the additional access will help keep them active.
We've had a lot of information about, you know, sedentary activities like video games and TV and all of that. But our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
She adds this should help foster healthy lifelong habits for kids and prevent them from starting the next school year feeling sluggish. It's anticipated the money will be available in late June. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette was favored to win, but lost to NC State 67-58. Head coach Shaka Smart on what's next.
I don't know. We just lost in the Sweet 16. I'm not really focused on legacy. I did tell the guys after the game in the locker room that, you know, our two seniors, Tyler Kolick and Osa Iguodaro, it's been an absolute honor to coach this entire group. The worst thing about losing today is that, you know, we don't have practice tomorrow. We don't have another game to prepare for.
Marquette's Tyler Kolick asked this after the game.
Tyler, like, how do you balance your individual accomplishments over the last couple of seasons?
I mean, not many people make it to the Sweet 16. You know, I'm just happy to be out there every time with my guys. Like Coach said, I'm just disappointed that it's over.
Baseball, the Brewers win again, 7-6 over the Mets. Milwaukee with 16 hits on Saturday. Elvis Peguero, the winning pitcher. The Brewers home opener Tuesday afternoon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Matt Mayer On Air, we talked to a Wisconsinite who says he will no longer support the former president, and we learn what we can do to help the Monarchs. Join us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little rain and snow will give way to all rain, with temperatures warming to around the 50-degree mark this afternoon. Light east winds. For the overnight, rain continues. Overnight lows in the middle 30s. Rain chances persist into Monday. Right now, it's 37.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Who listens to radio? With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million people.
Again, everybody, it's Lou Organi and the Music of the Star on Easter Sunday. Music of the Stars is on the air. Be a nice day. Across our 20 civic media radio stations, but it's April. The music of the stars. ...1957... This period, 1950s, well, 40s, even 60s, among the best the 20th century gave us as far as music. Kind of seemed then, and still does today, that we had the best singers and musicians on record. Who agrees with me? Oh, thank you. This is April Love. And the music of the stars. The best singers and musicians on record. And sometimes there was a good singer who could act. And actors who could put over a song, too. Yeah. Brad Boone is one of the most popular singers ever. Well, I think second in popularity to that, the guy with that pompadour. What's his name again? Oh, yeah. Music from April Love.
A sky of blue and a field of yellow is an odd sort of place for a city feller. Like a book as yet unread, who knows what lies ahead. It seemed to be so far away. Every time I see those blossoms of white so near, like melting snow, they disappear. That bluebird may be hiding upstairs. So the sun isn't shining, who cares? Got an optimistic feeling that I will find someday that meadow.
Excitement of fast cars, spirited horses, starry-eyed lovelies, to the thrilling experience of first love.
Ever since that night, I've wanted to see you.
I waited for you to come over. After all, when a girl kisses a boy and he doesn't do anything about it.
But
April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you. There's clover in the meadow, they say. When it comes to real home cooking, don't depend on anyone.
You gotta do it yourself if you wanna get anything done.
Give me a gentle girl, a sweet and sentimental girl.
Am I that pleasant girl, his future and his present girl? Someone who'll always wait for him, wherever he may be.
If you are wondering where, jokes are the snappiest, kids are the happiest, come to the Bentonville Fair.
Matt's got 60 charts to his credit. He said he was always a descendant of Daniel Boone. His real name is not Pat, it's Charles. Born in Jacksonville, Florida. In fact, in another month from today, he'll be 90. Grew up in Nashville, though. Started singing when he was 10. Showed up on talent shows. He had his own radio show. Well, he was a teenager in high school. He got married to Red Foley's daughter, Shirley. Made a couple of records in 1953. Moved to Texas, signed up with Dot Records. And Billy Vaughn, with his help and his auspices, he recorded hit after hit, including this one. And the Music of the Stars, celebrating April Love. Shirley Jones. Dorothy Michaels. Arthur O'Connell. Great music from Sammy Fain. Paul Francis Webster, 1957. Pat Boone plays an ex-con in April Love. And it's actually a remake of Home in Indiana, starring Walter Brennan. By the way, he showed up in a couple of movies in the area. The picture Tammy with Debbie Reynolds, Gene Crane. You want to hear the story? It's an old, old theme. Bad boy makes good. He's on probation. He was caught in a stolen car in Chicago. And he's sent to work on the farm of his aunt, Aunt Henrietta, Jeanette Nolan, and his Uncle Jed. There's always an Uncle Jed, Arthur O'Connell. Well, Jed's not too happy to get this ex-con. Neighbor Shirley Jones is nearby, and well, you can guess. Alfred Newman, Cyril Mockridge. I want to give him credit for the great movie scores and arrangements.
A gentle girl to call. eyes, this soft and mistful tide. One whose wish will always be to live for me alone. For her I'd move a mountain, to her I would kneel, knowing all the while she is my ideal. Where is that pleasant girl, my future and my present girl, someone I've never met, and yet I feel I always knew. Maybe that gentle
stars. And with a reprise from the great Shirley Jones, who's still acting, still performing, still singing. Wonderful. The music of the stars.
Thank you.
57, Shirley Jones, Sammy Fain, and Paul Francis Webster. We can't afford to lose people who can write that kind of music. By the way, that song, April Love, was on the top of the charts 26 weeks. And they nominated it, of course, for the Oscar, but it just barely lost. It was a tight field that year. All the Way got it from The Joker Is Wild. April Love soundtrack, though, got 12th position on a three-month period. But that song, here's a version you've never heard. It's kind of rare. So enjoy the music of the stars. Shirley Jones. Pat's birthday, a month from today, turns 90. Here's Pat singing happy birthday to his biggest fan.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alma. Happy birthday to you and 90 more. Pat Boone, Alma. I hear that you like my music. I don't know if you like that just now. No music, just me. But a heartfelt, not only happy birthday, but God bless you.
My fellow Americans, this week, as American families draw together in worship, we join with millions upon millions of others around the world, also celebrating the traditions of their faiths. During these days at least, regardless of nationality, region, or race, we are united by faith in God, and the barriers between us seem less significant. Observing the rites of Passover and Easter, we're linked in time to the ancient origins of our values and to the unborn generations who will still celebrate them long after we're gone. As Paul explained in his epistle to the Ephesians, he came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens of God's household. This is a time of hope and peace when our spirits are filled and lifted. It's a time when we give thanks for our blessings, chief among them freedom, peace, and the promise of eternal life. This week, Jewish families and friends have been celebrating Passover, a tradition rich in symbolism and meaning. Its observance reminds all of us that the struggle for freedom and the battle against oppression, waged by Jews since ancient times, is one shared by people everywhere. And Christians have been commemorating the last momentous days leading to the crucifixion of Jesus 1950 years ago. Tomorrow, as morning spreads around the planet, we'll celebrate the triumph of life over death, the resurrection of Jesus. Both observances tell of sacrifice and pain, but also of hope and triumph. As we look around us today, we still find human pain and suffering. but we also see it answered with individual courage and spirit strengthened by faith. For example, the brave Polish people, despite the oppression of a godless tyranny, still cling to their faith and their belief in freedom. Shortly after Palm Sunday Mass this week, Lech Walesa faced a cheering crowd of workers outside a Gdansk church. He held his hand up in a sign of victory and predicted, "The time will come when we will win."
Thank you.
Ascagni from Cavalleria Rusticana. Rustic Chivalry, the opera. Frank Sinatra.
When the troubles began in Poland this winter, I remembered a song I recorded some time ago. It's based on a Polish folk song. I sang it in both English and in Polish. If I were a politician, I'd probably make a speech right now, but since I'm not, here's the song, and it's called Ever Homeward, or in Polish it's called Wolne Serce.
Wolne Serce, lekko dusza, mam gdzieś u mój blisko, jak gdzieś plynął rok po blisko, jest już me. Już ojce, co tam mnie serce ducha spliny, tu jest dom mój, o nim śnilem, zawsze tam zo. Friendly faces saying welcome home.
Let Poland be Poland.
Let me lie.
Let
there
Poland be Poland.
Sky there.
Let Poland
evermore
be Poland.
To roam.
Let Poland be Poland. Let Poland
ever
be Poland.
Home.
Let Poland
ever
be Poland.
Home.
Let Poland
yearn
be Poland.
So
let Poland be Poland.
Ever
let Poland be Poland.
Ever home.
Let Poland.
Now the journey
be
is over.
Poland.
hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
On the dining room table with fancy Easter eggs for all.
And there's a lily in all its glory, waiting in the hall. It's Easter time, the dawn of the year is shining in the hearts of men, with the joys and the hopes that have risen once again.
Center wrote that, and Mitchell Ayers of Milwaukee is orchestra and chorus. 1939, Charles Laughton.
She made me different now. I can hear my friend. Should I play them for you?
KO Radio Studios. What a great year for Hollywood. Nat Cole.
Bells are ringing, ding dong ding. April has her high.